we're back with ShadyGroove.blogspot.com. Today's podcast, we're definitely just going to hear a great mix, rock, rhythm, and blues, back to the roots. Maybe throw a little folk, a little reggae in there, but rock, rhythm, and blues, good old-fashioned rock and roll. Let's not waste any time and hit it right away.
Listen to the whistle of the evening train. You know you're bound to wind up dead if you don't head back to Tennessee, Jed. A rich man step on my poor head. When you get back, you better butter my bread. Well, you know that it's just like I said. You better hurry on back to Tennessee, Jed. Tennessee, Tennessee, there ain't no place I'd rather be. A baby,
baby, won't you There's gonna be a revival tonight. Everybody's gonna jump and shout and throw the gun down. All your sisters and your brother, bring all of us out into the light. This is your land, my land. Everybody got it, ain't free, there'll be no more sin.
We just heard from the great, wonderful Link Ray. That was La Di Da from his Link Ray album. He was made famous, Link Ray, by his single and then in the 50s called Rumble. It was in the movie Pulp Fiction. Also, you could see, actually, if you saw the movie recently, the movie, it was called The Might Get Loud. You can see the influence that he actually had on Jimmy Page. Before that, we heard Tennessee Jed. From his cover, Levon Helm's cover of Tennessee Jed off of his new album, Electric Dirt, fairly new. Let's keep on rolling with another one. Sometimes you might see me with this around because I'm just happy all the time. But it's called Illegal Smile, John Prine.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down. And one, and it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a
did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Good old Chuck Berry. That obviously, if you didn't know, that was Chuck Berry on with a track called You Never Can Tell. That was taken from his anthology album. Before that, we had Illegal Smile by John Prine. What a great tune. Just trying to have me some fun, you know. John Prine was screaming at people. But, you know, Chuck Berry. By the way, the Rolling Stones... the story goes that the Rolling Stones met, you know, through Chuck Berry's music and stuff like that. Being that Mick and Keith went to school together, but Mick met classmate Keith and they liked their taste in music. He liked his taste in music. They had similar tastes, blues and R&B. Chuck Berry was considered, you know, selling out at the time, you know, not playing any rhythm and blues, mostly just blues. That was hot at the time in Britain. But anyway, let's hear some Rolling Stones.
Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones,
as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones?
Hospital bills, and tattoo removal, and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. Self-destruction doesn't hurt them. Your chaos won't convert them. They're so happy to rebuild it. You'll never really kill it. Yeah, excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling. Excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking, oh yeah, you're drinking what they're selling, oh yeah, oh right, oh yeah, yeah.
All right, we just heard Cake. That was Rock and Roll Lifestyle off of their Motorcade of Generosity album, their first album. Some great lines in that one. There's also, I love the horns on all the Cake albums, really. But they talk about a rock and roll lifestyle by fans. we heard the Rolling Stones before that. They definitely had a rock and roll lifestyle. There's been a lot of buzz about the recent double disc release of Exile on Main Street, which, as far as I'm concerned, is really probably is really one of the best albums of all time. Didn't even think so at the time. Had a lot of fun making it, but actually, I read this book called Season in Hell with the Rolling Stones. It was really all about that making of that album at Villa Nelicote in South France. Some real trying times for them at the, you know, really, but came out with some of the best music ever. So anyway, let's to roll along. I don't know if you saw my blog this week or from shadygroove.blogspot.com, but I've been infatuated with Leon Russell lately, especially this a couple songs from the album Carney. So we're going to listen to one right now. This is Out in the Woods, Leon Russell.
I'm walking round in circles.
little reggae thrown at you there. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Who is Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown is a clown that drives all over town in a coffin. That is some good stuff from Groovy Kingston 12. That album, it's a 3-disc set that I've been rocking out lately. Before that, Leah Harasso, man, the unsung hero of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, man, the ultimate session man. If you read my blog, you know about him. He is the bomb. He was everywhere, and he just would not go away for years. But the best thing about him is he's just stayed under the radar, man, under the radar, and just rocking hard, good stuff. But let's keep on rolling, man. The Black Keys are killing it these days. I'm going to see them on Friday. They got the new album out, Brothers. This is Everlasting Light.
Saturday and Sunday too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. Too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say but running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man you're up against. Too many horses and mysterious forces. What you don't know is you are the luckiest man, you're the luckiest man. I don't talk to the devil when he calls my name, but sometimes when I'm losing, it all seems the same. And when I fall, I'm back up again, just to slip on the same mistakes and slide right back in. But people say I'm the luckiest man. Yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man you're up against. Too many horses and mysterious forces. What you don't know is you are the luckiest man, you're the luckiest man. Try to keep my faith and keep my mind. I hate to lose either one when the whip cracks behind. And I can't help but mourn just a little each night. People say everything's gonna be alright. They say I'm the luckiest man. Yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man you're up against. Too many horses and mysterious forces. What you don't know is you are the luckiest man, you're the luckiest man. You're the luckiest man.
I am the luckiest man. I am, because I get to play. I get to be a part of it. There's some great music out there these days, man. Some new music, too. They say, you know, rock is dead. They said for years, but man, the Wood Brothers are some good stuff. That was what we just heard there. Wood Brothers, by the way, is Chris Wood from Modesky Martin Wood and his brother doing a little duo thing. And it rocks. That was from Ways Not to Lose. It was called Luckiest Man. Well, before that, we heard the Black Keys. Like I said, their new album is rocking. And every one that they've put out has been killer. That was Everlasting Light from Brothers. Man, I'm the luckiest man because I get to play things like this. Let's hear Beck.
Lord, please don't forsake me. Story ends.
the Most High seem to care.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come on, get wise, man. That is some, honest to goodness, good advice in any age. That last one was Backyard Tire Fire off of their Vagabonds and Hooligans album. That was Get Wise, man. And before that, we hear Beck. It was off their the Information album called Strange Apparition. But anyway, that's about all the time we got today for you at shadygroove.blogspot.com, where we play rock and country, rhythm, funk, and blues, you name it, we got it. So anyway, leave you with one more track here. This is good old Daily Dose of Gourds. It's one of my favorites, Hooky Junk. Thank you very much. Have a good one, everybody, and rock on.
Jump.